The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Greyhound Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the quarterfinals of the 2014 William Hill Greyhound Derby. They take place at Wimbledon on Tuesday evening. And my name is Mark Walton. Joining me once again on the line is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kay. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm in great form, Mark. It was a tough old weekend at Wimbledon in the William Hill Greyhound Derby. I think it's certainly, you know, you're in a competition now. Only two unbeaten dogs left. That's how hard it is.
Yeah, we'll start with those two unbeaten dogs. One of them is Aero Nemesis and Roxholm Ted. Those are the two greyhounds unbeaten in the derby so far. Just looking at the betting, Aero Nemesis is 8-1. Roxholm Ted is 10-1 in the outright betting. Could you see value in either of those two after the third round?
We're into the stage of the imponderable now, because this is the first quick run, isn't it, in the competition. A quick turnaround, Saturday's third round into the quarterfinals on Tuesday. And this is where the early pace dogs sometimes do get found wanting. Both would fall into that category. But you have to say, both of them have looked absolute superstars so far. And I'm going to stick with them. I think they can keep doing it.
Okay, good stuff. All change at the top of the betting as well. Mind the Net was an impressive winner of Heat 3 in the third round, clocking 28-16. Van Rooney was also in that. He came through in third. Mind the Net now 6-1 market leader for the competition. Van Rooney 7-1 joint second favourite with Hold'em Spy. So what did you take out of Heat 3 with that performance, Jonathan?
Well, Mind the Net was very confidently fancied by trader Pat Buckley beforehand, and that proved really justified. He didn't put a foot wrong. Runner-up in the Scottish Derby, 2 Hold'em Spy. That form actually looks rock solid, with not just Mind the Net and Hold'em Spy doing well, but also Metro Jack, who reached that final. So you couldn't fail but to be impressed with Mind the Net. He's got a little bit of everything. He's got decent early pace, but he's by no means a sprinter, but he really rattles home. He looks to be coming to hand, getting better and better, and it's no surprise that he's shot to the head of the market.
Okay, Hold'em Spy, one of those joint favourites. He won Heat 8. He got the better of a battling Croker's Champ, who's 10-1 for the outright betting. Did either of those two stand out to you on the night?
Well, a big fan of both greyhounds. Croker's Champ is one I was very sweet on after he came to Wimbledon first time in the first round and won ever so well. And he really battled to be beaten by Hold'em Spy. Now, I'd sided with Croker's Champ on that occasion, and not for the first time, and I'm sure not for the last. Hold'em Spy came and made something of a fool of me. That they meet again tomorrow, and I'm probably going to make myself look a fool again.
Hopefully not. One more just to mention on my notes here. Fiery Splendor, he went up fast, almost lost his footing as well on one of the bends, but still comfortably held on for third. Obviously set the track record earlier on in the competition. He's 8-1 in the betting. Do you see him carrying on?
I think Owen McKenna, I think he said in the Racing Post on Monday, he's just delighted still to be in with both Fiery Splendor and Van Rooney. Things didn't quite go their way in the third round, but they both safely qualified. And, you know, you do need to get through the little bumps in the road that come along. It would be very easy for both greyhounds to have gone out, but they battled, they got through. And I think that they've both got the character and constitution to be tough to eliminate.
Okay, did anything else stand out to you in the third round?
I thought there was a couple of performances maybe under the radar. Thatcher's Champ is a greyhound very much going the right way. He's got more early pace than certainly I and many people would have credited him for. Farley Chicken as well, that looks a greyhound who's coming to hand. He has been reseeded as a railer, and he looks suited to that draw in the third round. He's very, very strong indeed, and you'd have to think that he could be a greyhound with durability in this toughest of weeks, 3 runs in 7 days.
Okay, a couple of big prices there then. Farley Chicken 40-1 and Thatcher's Champ 50-1 in the outright betting at the moment. Before we look ahead to the quarterfinals, Jonathan, as the outright betting stands now, how would you play it?
It really is at the tough stage now, because this is the first time that real guesswork's involved. How are the greyhounds going to take that quick run? I still wouldn't put anyone off, though, if I haven't had an interest. I think Croker's Champ has got the all the attributes you need. He did the fastest sectional ever, 4.62 in the second round, but he showed that he doesn't necessarily have to blast out to stay in the competition when running Holden Spicer close on Saturday. I think he, with a good draw, even if one isn't his perfect box, it's going to suit him in the quarterfinals, I think. I think with a good draw, he can give people a good run for their money.
Okay, Crocker's Champ currently 10-1 in the betting there. Right, what we're going to do now is we're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action. Tuesday features the four quarterfinals. There's also four open races televised on that card as well. So we'll go through those eight races, and we'll start in the 7:34, which is 480-metre puppy stakes, an open race. And what are your thoughts here then, Jonathan?
Well, this all these sporting races have been sponsored. It's the 86th birthday of Wimbledon, and being celebrated with what's called a night of passion. I think the night can get off to a great start for Irish trainer Peter Cronin. Still got a couple of Derby runners, and I think his Tynwald Bish from Trap 5 could be the one to be on here. He was a first round Derby elimination, but he's got plenty of early pace, and he didn't get to the front on that occasion. I think he could out-trap a couple of strong rivals here. Droopy's Jarrow in 4 and Millwood's Teddy in 6. Very closely matched on Hove puppy form from last week, but both of them will be doing their best work lately. It may just be that Tynwald Bish in 5 can get away and build a winning lead. Droopy's Jarrow in 4 is very, very pacey. He will need a little bit of luck rounding the first bend, but if he gets in the clear, he'll be finishing strongly and could be hard to hold. Likewise, Trap 6 Millwood's Teddy, who ran Droopy's Jarrow to a short head in a Hove final last Thursday, there's not going to be much between them again. I'm going to go for 5 Tynwald Bish to beat 4 Droopy's Jarrow and 6 Millwood's Teddy.
Okay, 5-4-6 in the puppy stakes. On to the 7:49 next, and this one's for the stayers. It's the marathon over 894 metres. What are your thoughts in the 7:49?
Well, I think Old Refrain in Trap 1 is the potential new superstar on the marathon scene. She was incredibly impressive when winning at Hove on Regency final night last month. And every now and again, a greyhound comes along that dominates 8-bend racing. It might just be her turn here. She has got stamina in abundance, and although I wouldn't expect it to be up with the pace right from the outset, she can forge clear on the final circuit. Watch and Learn in Trap 6 is the really interesting runner here. She's unproven over this extended sort of a distance, 894 metres, but certainly rattles home over 6 bends and was a close runner-up in the Regency final, a Group 1 competition over 6.95 at Hove last month. I expect her to be up there, but might just found Old Refrain a little bit too strong late on. Molly's Hope in 4 generally does her running not absolutely top class, but I think she can fill the tri-class position, maybe ahead of Black Francis in Trap 3, who is unexposed but will find this a lot tougher than when winning very well at Yarmouth. I'm going to go for Trap 1 Old Refrain to beat 6 Watch and Learn and 4 Molly's Hope.
1.64 then in the stayers race. On to the 8.04, which is a race over 687 metres. What are your thoughts in the third race of the evening?
Well, this is the feature of the non-derby races, the boys from Leicester 1928 stakes, marking when the Wimbledon Stadium was open. It's worth £1,928 to the winner. The fascinating runner here, without a doubt, is Trap 1 Tyra Sugar Ray. Third in the Irish Derby final last year, top class over 4 bends, but will he stay this extended distance at the first time of asking? I'm not entirely sure that he will. I think he'll be up there early, but I think Droopy's Ed Moses in Trap 6 is the one to be on. Now, he's had something of an interrupted career. He's had a number of injury niggles, but when he's right, he's very, very good indeed. And he's certainly right at the moment. He's on a real roll coming into this. He loves Wimbledon, went a long way in last year's Derby, and I think he can turn handy and prove too strong for Tyra Sugar Ray in Trap 1 when it matters. Trap 2, Droopy's Posh reached the St. Ledger final here last November and bounced back to form in no uncertain fashion when setting a new track record at Sittingbourne a couple of Sundays ago. She has to be respected. But then the whole field really does. Scarlett Romaine in 3 is the Regent, the prestige winner rather, and you know, certainly brings good form in, as does Romantic Rambo in 4. And even the reserve, Sinbad in 5, is coming for Bolt at Welldigger, cannot be ruled out. But I do fancy Droopy's Ed Moses. So I'm going for 6 Droopy's Ed Moses to beat 1 Tyra Sugar Ray and 2 Droopy's Posh.
6-1-2 then in the 8-0-4. The 8-19 is the first of the quarterfinals. We get down to business at 8-19, and it's a cracking quarterfinal to start off with. Aero Nemesis 7-4 at the top of the betting. Fiery Splendor 5-2. Van Rooney 3-1. 13-2 for Brother John. Thatcher's Champ 8s and 16s for Salad Dodger. A cracker to start off with here, Jonathan. Who'd you like for the first quarterfinal?
Well, it's an absolute cracker. I think between them, these greyhounds have won 10 races so far in the William Hill Greyhound Derby, so you have to think that this is a high-class affair. Aero Nemesis in three has done nothing wrong at all. Now, some people will question whether the midfield draw for the wide seed could be a disadvantage. There is a possibility of that, but to me, he's not the widest of runners. It's all about whether he breaks. If he breaks, I'm certain he'll lead up. And if he leads up, I think he'll take an awful lot of catching. Trap six, Fiery Splendor, the track record holder, was a little bit unfortunate in the third round on Saturday. Just had his feet taken away from him going into the first bend, but comfortably qualified. He rates a big danger, as does his kennel mate, trap 4, Van Rooney. They'll both be finishing strongly, particularly in the case of Van Rooney, and I expect them to make Saturday's semi-finals. Brother John in 1 isn't showing a lot of early at the moment and needs to brush up. Salad Dodger has done well to reach this stage, as has Thatcher's Champ. He's got very good early. Could be a lively outsider if he gets a flash break. But I'm going for 3, Aero Nemesis, to beat 6, Fiery Splendor, and 4, Van Rooney.
Okay, moving on to the second of the quarterfinals then, and this one is at 8:34, and Hold'em Spy and Croker's Champ meet again in this one. It's 5-4 for Hold'em Spy, Croker's Champ 6-4, 13-2 for Lockhill George, Sidarian TJ 13-2, 20s for King Craig Rory, and 25-1 for Black Rose Vic. How do you see this one going, Jonathan?
Of lunacy is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. But I'm going to go with Croker's Champ again to beat Hold'em Spy. He couldn't manage it on Saturday, but it was nothing between them. It was nip and tuck. Croker's Champ got to the front and then rallied when Hold'em Spy went past him. I think there's so little between these two. It really is a toss of the coin job. But Croker's Champ does look the one more assured of a clear run. On that basis, Peter Cronin's Irish Raider gets the vote. Hold'em Spy in 5 is an absolute crowd pleaser, crowd thriller, if you like. He doesn't have the greatest early pace, but picks his way through the field and really winds up off the second bend. He's certainly going to be there or thereabouts if avoiding trouble, and he seems very clever at doing so. For the third qualifying position, I like the look of trap 6, Lockhill George, who has really started to come to hand. Could be up there from the outset on the outside and may well actually lead the charge. Of the others, Sidarian TJ will probably get well behind. Black Rose Vic is the greyhound who's done well to get to this stage but looks tough now. King Craig Rory in 4 is interesting. He's going forward but might not quite have the early foot of some of these. I'm going for 1, Croker's Champ, to beat 5, Hold'em Spy, and 6, Lockhill George.
Okay, 1-5-6 in the second of the quarterfinals. Moving on to the third one then. This is at 8:49, and the betting is headed by Mind the Net, who's 4-5 for this race. Favourite for the Derby, of course, overall. Metro Jack 9-2, 5-1 for Eccleston. Jetstream Duke 13-2, 10-1 for JT Hawaii, and Ballymacloch is 14-1. So the first odds on favourite of the night, Jonathan. Do you think Mind the Net will win?
Side with Mind the Net. Anybody who watched his trainer Pat Buckley on Racing Post Greyhound Television last Friday was surely on him for the third round on Saturday. Pat Buckley could not have been more confident, and the greyhound lived up to all expectations with an absolutely stunning display. He's hit a heat here where the early pace is on his inside in the shape of Ballymacloch in 1 and JT Hawaii in 2. I expect Mind the Net to go round in a pretty decent pitch, and he's so strong from the second bend, he's going to be exceptionally difficult to hold. Jetstream Duke in 4 ran really well when winning his third round heat, and has got a little bit more about him all round perhaps than those early pacers that I mentioned on the inside, so I see him being the chief threat. And I think Metro Jack in trap 3 can also come through. He's another all rounder and might just be a bit stronger than the others when it matters. Ecclestone in 6 started the competition with a bit of a bang, but hasn't quite lived up to that form since. I'm going for trap 5, Mind the Net, to beat 4, Jetstream Duke, and 3, Metro Jack.
5-4-3 then in the third of the quarterfinals. Moving on to Heat 4 in the quarterfinals, and that is at 9-0-4. And Roxholm Ted is the even money favourite for this Heat. Johns Brianna 5-2, 5-1 for Droopy's Ward. Farley Chicken 7-1, 12-1 for Farlow Trent, and up to it is 20-1. What are your thoughts in the last of the quarterfinals?
Well, Roxholm Ted in 5 is probably the most consistent greyhound in the competition. He just keeps producing the same run wherever he's drawn, it seems, and I expect more of the same here. He's a youngster, but you'd never know that. He's been running like an old hand, and I think Hayley Keatley's dog can show these rivals a clean pair of heels. The early pace rival here is Jordan's Brianna in trap one, but if he doesn't get to the front and get away, I think he could struggle to maintain his involvement in the competition. So I think the main danger might be Farley Chicken in trap three. He shapes as a real stayer in the making and will be rattling home, as will Droopy's Ward in two, who may well be last dog early, but that's not bothered him in the past, and I don't think it will do here. Farlow Trent would have preferred a wider draw, and if he's denied the early lead, could struggle. Likewise, up to it, the sole remaining Wimbledon runner. Terrific achievement to reach the quarterfinals, but I think that might be the limit of his expectations. I'm going for trap 5, Roxholm Ted, to beat 3, Farley Chicken, and 2, Droopy's Ward.
Okay, 5-3-2 then in the 9-0-4. The 9-19 is the final race on the card that's televised, and we finish with a race for the ladies. It's the Bitches Stakes, which is an open race over 480 metres. What are your thoughts on the lucky last, Jonathan?
I like Greenwell Lark in trap 5 here. She was a very impressive winner in the first round of the Derby and actually ran reasonably well when eliminated behind Aero Nemesis next time out. She's got decent early pace when she's not in against the best sprinters and the top class, you know, male greyhounds. And I think this race is one that she can go round handy at worst and prove much to stronger from halfway. Although, trap 4, Savannah Mies, is in the form of her life for trainer Kim Taylor and has to be respected. She's on a real roll coming into this, and I'm sure she'll run very well again. Trap 6 won't fall behind, won a sitting born competition just on Sunday, so is another clearly on very good terms with herself and has to be respected. Trap 2, Bubbly Beauty, the Puppy Derby winner, been a little bit below form lately, probably best watch for the time being. Going for 5, Greenwell Lark, to beat 4, Savannah Miesque, and 6 won't fall behind.
Okay, 5-4-6 then in the lucky last. Thank you very much, Jonathan. It should be a great night at Wimbledon on Tuesday evening. If I were to ask you for a best bet or one you're particularly looking forward to this Tuesday, what would it be?
I think I'm very sweet on Droopy's Ed Moses in that 1928 stakes, the 804. He's just at the top of his game now, and I think he will take an awful lot of beating, even though it's a top, top class race.
Okay, good stuff. Enjoy the action on Tuesday evening, Jonathan, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of semi-finals night.
Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.